Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's December 19, 2011, and this is episode 314. With the digital age, photography has in many ways become incredibly easy. I'm not just talking about the direct act of photography, although that has become so much easier with the ability to view our images on the LCD and correct our mistakes right there in the field. Today, I wanted to muse a little about how fulfilling I find some of the crafts surrounding my photography at a time when it seems that there's an easy option to outsource pretty much every aspect of photography. A few weeks ago, I was trimming some 8x10 and some 5x7 inch prints for my customers. The sun was flooding into my studio and Ben Harper was pouring his heart out of my speakers. The world was a beautiful place. It wasn't just because of the conditions on this one day that I was feeling happy though. Whenever I print or trim or mount photos, create gallery wraps or do just about any photography-related task, I feel totally at one with and fulfilled by the craft. When a print order has come in overnight, for example, I feel a little flutter of excitement in my stomach as I go up to my studio, put on my white gloves to handle the paper, and then the sound of the big printer firing up and the roll paper starting to feed as it's sucked down onto the platen by the vacuums makes me smile. As I lay some paper on my table to lay out the prints on, to allow them to fully dry, I walk back through to my storeroom and stroke the front of the printer as I walk by. I know that I might be a little bit weird, and if that's true, I really don't care. I love these aspects of my photography. Maybe I'm a bit of a control freak too. Even when I shoot my photographs, I'm a stickler for nailing the ideal exposure according to how I want the image to feel. And I like to control the white balance so that I can see any subtle differences that the different color might have on the RGB histogram, for example. As I want to control the entire process, the thought of sending photos into a lab to be printed makes me cringe. I know that they'd come back okay, or even really good, depending on the service, especially after all the care that I put into getting my exposure and colour how I like it in the base image. But I enjoy the process of printing. It gives me a lot of satisfaction, and so I simply don't want to outsource it. I know that many of you will be thinking I'm crazy for messing around printing 5x7 or 8x10 prints for my clients when you can get these done for just a few cents each by uploading your images to a print service. But the thought of this just leaves me cold. This is why I take a portfolio of previously printed work to a client when we first meet about the possibility of doing a portrait session. From the start, I want to impress on them that it's not about the photos in digital form. I want them to see the beauty in the final prints and have started to sell more packages with a set amount already included for the customer to select a number of prints or canvas wraps from the offset. Luckily, I'm managing to attract customers that are willing to pay a little extra for me to provide beautiful photos printed with care on top quality fine art papers. This really does rely on showing them images from previous shoots that have been printed in the same way. But luckily for me, it's working. I'm able to make more money from each shoot, and the customer has quality prints to show their friends and families. And this leads to more work with the print in mind. As I've sent out prints from the shoot that we discussed in episode 310 recently, I've received touching email from each family on how beautiful the prints are and how wonderful the day was, I was able to provide a quality experience from start to finish. And because of the quality proposition, the shoot doesn't finish with me handing over a disc full of full-sized images so that the client can create their own mediocre prints. One thing I do, though, especially at this time of year in Japan, is to give the clients a DVD with selected images from the shoot resized to a size that allows the client to use the images up to the size of a postcard at 300 ppi. Despite this, I was surprised recently when this latest shoot resulted in two of the families not only asking me to create large batches of New Year cards for them, printed on fine art paper, but they also asked me to include my logo, despite the fact that I priced the cards high enough for me to feel happy to do, doing the job without any of that additional marketing. And this is proof that they are proud of the fact that they had us shoot their images and create these cards to the point that they wanted me to brand the product. And that is huge in my mind. It shows that my quality proposition and how I'm positioning my business is working. Honestly, although it would be easy to just hand over all of the full-size digital images and have the clients print their own photos, I don't want my clients to spend the coming years displaying and sharing photographs that I have no control over. If I've played no part in the creation of the prints, I have no way of knowing if they're any good or not, and I really don't want people to see such images thinking that they're looking at my work when I had no part in that final part of the process. And this, I think, is the artisan or the craftsman in me wanting to ensure that I control every aspect. I also want to sign and stamp my work too. And this is for my fine art prints as well as portrait work. And I really want to build this into the process, and I don't want to add a digitized version of my signature and stamp to the digital image that I send off to be printed somewhere else, for example. I really just want to add this by hand. I know that even if I use a third party to print the photographs, and I could have them send back to me for inspection to assure the quality, but also I could do the signatures and stamping then. But I really just want to remain in total control. It doesn't feel right to me to sign and stamp something that I've had someone else print. Just doesn't feel right. I only want to sign something that I created, not just ordered online. And at the end of the day, I enjoy printing. And because I enjoy printing, it's my choice to build this into my business so that the shoot is not the start and the end of the job. I feel incredibly blessed to be able to make a living doing something that I love, and being able to incorporate printing, another part of the photographic process that I do love, into my business is a double blessing. By all means, if you don't enjoy printing and the thought of spending time printing yourself, then trimming your photographs leaves you cold, then forget about this. I'm certainly not saying that everybody should do this, and I wouldn't dream of saying that you're any less of a photographer if you don't. Of course, I also know that there are sometimes business reasons for outsourcing parts of your process because it makes financial sense to do so. Unless you set out to make printing a part of your business model as I have, the fact is that most of the time you'll make more money by shooting more and doing less of these tasks, but that's your decision. It doesn't stop at printing, of course. I've heard of services where you can simply dump all of your raw images on a server and a third party handles the post-processing. You can have people design albums and, there's much, much more these days that you can do. You can have outsourced. And if you're happy with your decision to use these services, then good for you. What would make me sad, though, is if you're outsourcing many of your processes because you can. The photographer has historically been a craftsman and a technician. Photography is a technical art, and for me, it's probably the engineer in me that wants to handcraft things. But for me, it just makes me so happy to be able to do so. It's very easy to just hand stuff like this off to an online service, and I do appreciate that some services provide a very high quality product. So it's not always about quality, but you could be denying yourself a lot of fun if you too found that you enjoy the process like I do. If you haven't even tried, how do you know that you don't also have a craftsman or an artisan inside of you waiting to revel in the sort of tasks that make me incredibly happy? If you are reeling in your seat as you listen or read this, because you already do a lot of this stuff yourself, then don't worry. I know that there are a lot of photographers that take on tasks like these themselves, which is great. I know that I'm not alone here. I also know that these tasks are not for everyone. For example, I don't enjoy spending a lot of time messing around with my images in Photoshop, but some people really enjoy that aspect. That's great too. I don't necessarily think that it has to be an analog act. If you prefer moving pixels around and performing your craft inside the computer, then knock yourself out. The main point that I wanted to make today is that we can gain much, much more from fun from photography than just the act of composing our images and making the exposures. This is probably and always will be the most important part of photography, but I think that it can be so much more, so why stop there? I'm starting to hear more and more people that have, say for example, recently tried home printing. Some people bought the little Canon printer that we looked at in episode 292, and have found some great pleasure in printing their own images and even framing them. Chris Blank comes to mind, for example. Chris started to print and frame his beautiful work recently and is finding the process very fulfilling. My proposition to you is not necessarily that you start printing, although that's one of my favorite post-capture activities. For example, I choose to create my own paper and printer combination profiles using the X-Rite i1 Pro calibration tools. I can download ICC profiles for my printer from Honeymoolie and Breathing Color, etc., but I choose to create these myself because I want more than a generic profile. Each printer is slightly different, and once the printer itself is calibrated, the profiles created on another printer are never quite as accurate. Sure, this is, again, it's the control freak coming out in me, but I enjoy this process. It gives me pleasure to go through the act of printing out the patch sets and reading them into the computer. And I have the assurance that I'm creating my images in the best possible color for my printer. This part, I guess, comes back to the craftsman aspect. The craftsman or artisan in me wants things to be as good as they can be, and I'm prepared to do a little more to make that happen. And this is probably why I enjoy the process. The photographer has traditionally been an artisan and had a lot of skill in the various crafts surrounding the act of capture and printing. And although that was a limiting factor for some, for those that enjoyed the craft, it was a major part of their success. I'd like to see more photographers get back to the artisan mentality and enjoy the process surrounding photography as much as I do. So, as you progress through your photographic life and you want to do things with your images, don't just rely on the easy options. Just because you can download profiles for your printer paper combinations, or you can get cheap prints online, doesn't necessarily mean that you should. Think of ways that you could achieve the same thing at home, or maybe even improve on quality if you put your heart into it. And if it makes sense financially, give it a try. You might find that you really enjoy your new process, and if, like me, you end up stroking your printer as you walk past it, or find yourself smiling to yourself as you trim prints for a client, then this just extends the fun of photography past the capture and post-processing, and that has to be a good thing. This will probably be the last episode that I release before Christmas, so if you celebrate it, then a very happy Christmas to you, and thanks for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+ and Twitter, etc. All links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.